This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Is this the pod?
Yeah.
Okay. Who can click the pen the fastest?
Oh, I don't have a click. You go.
I'll give you this after, right?
Okay, go.
Not that fast.
No, that's good. That's good. That's good.
Okay, yeah, here we go.
My time to shine. 1, 2, 3.
No.
God, I have a weak thumb, don't
yeah,
I?
That's what I thought. I have a weak thumb too.
Okay, Callum, over to you. Sorry, your mic is not. There you go.
That's twice both me and you have thrown the pen to Callum and it has the pen out.
Oh yeah, that's dangerous.
To stab him. And when he threw it back to me, he unclicked it.
Oh,
because so I'm always thinking of health and safety. Is there a method? As in, can I go?
No, like, no.
No, you have to with your thumb.
See how strong your thumb is.
I'm nervous.
Ooh, that's good.
Callum, that's great. You have great thumbs.
Lucky Linda. Yeah,
yes, a place.
Stop. I'm enough. Let's go. Fiona in the morning. Morning, hello.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to a brand new week.
We did it, that's...
We did it. We got through the weekend.
Yeah,
and
woo!
Thank God we are back to work.
Woo! Oh my God, it was tough.
It was tough. I missed you so much.
Oh my God, I just missed my alarm so much.
Lads,
it's just so weird when you don't have it to come, like, to start your day at the
weekend.
There's
just something about getting up at 5:30.
I just miss it so much on Saturdays and Sundays.
I'm kind of thinking maybe I'll start doing it on Saturdays and Sundays because I just love it.
And would you just come in?
Yeah. We just come in and sit here.
I think 7 days a week is the way to go.
I agree. You know the way we're always fighting for like longer weekends?
Mm.
Let's do the opposite. I think more days. Add more days to the week.
Working week.
To the working week.
I'd agree.
I'm thinking 8.
I'd say like 11 and make the show 12 hours long a day.
11 days.
A week.
A week.
12 hours.
We're on air for 12 hours.
And I'd say just to add to that.
So 12 hours by 11 is a lot.
Loads. And I'd say start earlier. 7. 7.
Emma
it's the middle
Nolan.
Of the day.
Emma Nolan, I like the way you think.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
But for now, do you want to start your week off on positivity?
Oh, yeah. Did you know
I would like that.
Well, you're not going to get it. What a week it was. Harry Styles kicked off his world tour in Amsterdam. I saw videos of it. Didn't look amazing.
Mm. I saw one of my mates was there and it looked fine.
Yeah, the stage looked
what
very
What was the
big.
Last tour called again?
Love on Tour. Yeah.
Yeah, already I'm saying that's better. Anyway.
Even though you're not going. It's going to be over 20 degrees by the end of the week.
Woo!
It's going to be unbelievable.
Sunday's meant to be class.
But we have to get through a world of wetness first. Tomorrow looks horrific. And we're getting ever closer to a very long bank holiday weekend in a couple of weeks. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of last week.
This is my favourite thing in the world because this is where Callum preps about 2 minutes before he goes live on air and there's always a mess up.
I know, hey. And often it becomes his worst bit.
And yet it doesn't get in the worst bits of
I
next week.
I do this on a Friday these days.
Because you've been caught so many times.
On last Monday's show, we spent a good half an hour talking about bird watching. That wasn't the worst bit. I really enjoyed that.
That's good crack.
But Dave wanted to introduce that particular part of the show a very particular way.
All right, I'm absolutely obsessed with tits. That's blue tits, by the way. These are birds.
God, for a second, you sounded like my Dave.
All right. I was like, it was just one of those ADHD moments where I was like, my brain went a million miles an hour for a split second and went, say it. No, don't say it. Say it. No, don't say it. Go on, say it. Say it for the crack.
You did that joke about 4 times.
I know.
That one.
I know. It got a laugh once, I'll do it a million more times.
We did a bit on the show last week where we did some fake news on train stations in Dublin being named after famous people, like Houston Station being named after Whitney Houston. But poor Emma, she struggled with this one.
Did you know Pierce Brosnan has a train station named after him?
Brosnan Station? Pierce Station? Oh, that's
a love
my sleep.
Love that.
Brosnan Station.
Brosnan Station. I was like, where's that?
Brosnan Street.
That would be a great name for a
lovely street, actually.
After hearing this tattoo revelation last week, I'm not sure if I should be proud or ashamed of knowing Dave.
Me and my friend had this idea when we were single. And we were like, we weren't really that good at talking to women. So we were like, will we get like Olympic tattoos? so that people will think we were in the Olympics.
Oh my God.
Like, just say it's for something stupid like gymnastics or something. They'll never ask you to do anything.
Are you joking me? They'll never ask you to do it and I'd be like, do a backflip now.
I know.
Three times.
Also, it says something stupid like gymnastics. The only thing I watch when it comes to the Olympics.
Yeah, one of the most technically difficult things to do in the Olympics. And stupid.
I know. You probably offended all of the gymnastics people who listened to the show this last week. And finally, I ashamed myself on Friday's music game with Emma. I wasn't able to complete the lyrics from The Killers.
I don't know if my earphones can take this again.
Mr. Brightside, I know, leading to this very warranted, but very kind of against my character, crash out. And she's calling a cab!
Callum.
Ah! I'm taking a drag.
I don't know what took over myself.
I want to hear that again. I actually didn't hear that since it happened live, and it's very enjoyable to hear you have such a meltdown.
And she's calling a cab! She's calling a cab!
Callum.
I'm taking a drag.
Next door, we're freaking out going, what the hell is happening?
Because the most calm man in the world is losing the rag. And I love as well his Apple Watch thought he had a fall.
I know. It said it looks like you've had a serious fall, and then I had to tell it, no, I didn't fall. I was just stressing out on a music game that I haven't won since we started doing it about 2 months ago.
Will Friday be his time?
Probably not. I've been producer Callum. They were the worst bits of that.
They were my favourite ones. They have been my favourite ones in a while.
I think so too. Really.
And I didn't mess up.
Well done for prepping last Friday. Good morning. A couple of months ago, I was telling you about my girlfriend Pippa's, her cousin's football team.
Yes.
They're only like under 12s or something.
You love watching them. They're meant to be brilliant.
They're brilliant. They're so, so good. They're called Kill Celtic and they're out in Kildare, and went and watched them on Saturday. I like watching them, but I feel like an ultra when I go and watch them. I feel like a proper fan because hail, rain or shine, I'm there. And now, in fairness, I haven't gone in months. But
I was about to say, when's the last time you were there?
Yeah, it's been ages. But I felt
and
like...
the weather doesn't put you off.
Yeah, exactly. But also, and the drive. But I felt a little bit like, do you know what? I am really a true fan here because I'm sat here beside of the pitch with an umbrella. To be fair, not my umbrella. I stupidly did not pack well at all to drive. I didn't think the weather was going to be this bad.
Horrible,
it was so cold and so windy and so rainy.
It was like November.
Every single umbrella was going upside down across the pitch. It was nuts.
And the kids were playing, not a bother on them.
Not a bother. And Pippa was like, oh, I'm so worried. Like, I feel so bad for them. I was like, I don't even think they'll notice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it was a really good match. It was like a final and they won it.
No way.
But like, we were only meant to be there for like an hour. It was meant to be like, or like, I don't know, maybe 40 minutes or something. And but it went on, then it went to extra time because there was a draw still, and then it went to penalties.
Oh my God, how exciting.
It was really, really cool. Keeper of our team, my team, Kill Celtic, was unbelievable, and he saved like two or three penalties. It was so impressive. But the funniest thing is obviously they're under 12, but the nets are still the same, they're standard. Nice. So what the keeper was doing was, as the player was running up to take the penalty, the keeper was running to the left side of the goal. Because he thought, I think it's going to be on the left side. So he'd start running.
Oh, little lad.
That's exactly what I would have done. It was genius. It was very, very impressive. But my God, the weather. What is going on? Now, apparently, Carla Weather, our weather overlord, on TikTok says it's supposed to get nice this week.
So apparently, here's what we're looking at. There's a warm swell moving its way up later this week. This week's abysmal.
Like, is it?
Don't plan anything.
It's a washout.
It's a bit of a washout, I think, for most of this week from what I've seen. Like, that could change day to day, but overall I think it's pretty bad. Then Saturday is a lot of rain, but it's quite warm, like 18 degrees-ish. Sunday, for now, is the day.
Really?
20 degrees, sun. It's going to be gorgeous. Like, have the garden ready for Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to get the garden ready for Sunday if I can't cut the grass or anything.
Well, that's
like
the
thing.
You can't do anything until Sunday comes around. Am I right in saying Sunday's meant to be lit?
Yeah. But that'd be fantastic.
It's the end of the week. It's like Saturday evening into Sunday. We're getting to
it. But no, like, everyone's giving out. Like, I was on the phone to my mum, and my dad is one person anyway, whatever, but all of us. Like, he is like, just can't handle the bad weather this time of year.
It's just so miserable.
It drives him.
But also, he's retired, so I'm like, why are you here? Like, honestly,
I know. Well, he's off to Spain now for a month.
Obviously, that's what I'd be doing. That's exactly what I'd be doing.
It's mad that, like, even during winter, we didn't get any snow or anything, but where's the hail come from?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
We've had so much hail.
Honestly,
my dad's like giving out, being like, I'm lighting the stove.
Honestly.
Like, what the hell?
My man put on the heat yesterday.
Yeah, I've been on
it. It was nuts. But like, I'm sitting there beside the pitch with the umbrella and the rain pelting down on it. And I'm watching this match and I'm like, how are they able to see.
How are they able to kick the ball?
How was the ball even rolling?
It's miserable.
It was so good. Like, it was great to go out and see it, and I felt like a proper ultra because I was there in the absolute lashings of rain and all the
Stone Island jacket.
Yeah, but all I just kept thinking was, my parents did this every single Saturday for me while I was playing football. Do you know what I mean? And I had to ask them about it. I was like, how did you? And they were like, David, you were just so good, we didn't mind.
Oh,
you
know what
I mean? I've just come up with a thought here. I didn't do football when I was a kid. My mum had it right. I did swimming inside.
So
she got to stay inside with a little cafe.
Clever.
And
very clever.
I think back to my two city slicker parents, both like very grew up in very urban settings, and their entire weekends were spent driving around the country, bringing us like going on horse fun runs, like down through rivers,
oh,
and like
God,
standing on the side of the road waiting for us to pass on like smelly mucky horses.
I hope if I ever have kids and I bring them up and I'm outside with them playing football and all that, they'll go one day, they'll have a radio show and they'll go, fair play to my parents.
My dad was class.
Yeah. That's all I want in life.
I hope if I have kids that their pastime is Nutgrove Shopping Centre. Mom, please bring me to the range. I just love being on the range on a Saturday. We'll make it some kind of sport. How quickly can you find a nice frame? Go!
He's really
go
into the saunas. Great.
Olivia Rodrigo with Drop Dead on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and a lot of people gearing up at the moment for the VHI Women's Mini Marathon. I'm actually so looking forward to the day itself, not only because of the run and like Dave and Fiona are going to be around because they're hosting on the main stage at the beginning, but also just the day itself. It's my fella's birthday that day, and a friend
you're making it all about you.
I'm making it all, how can I make his birthday about me?
Well, that's what I thought when Pippa was running the marathon. I was like, Pippa's running the VHI Women's Mini Marathon, how can I make this about me? So I'm hosting it.
Yeah, of course. Of course. But yeah, basically it's his birthday. So I'm like, we'll have stay in town for the day. It's going to
be unreal.
Crack. And a friend of mine from Waterford and everything as well, he was like, any plans for the bank holiday? And I was like, well, I'm doing the mini marathon. Hopefully won't be that long, back in hopefully just over an hour and a half or whatever. So he's going to come up.
Yeah,
just,
unreal.
Because the day in town is unbelievable. You've got like 28,000 women coming over the finish line, and a lot of them will stay out for the day.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what I was going to say. It's the bank holiday weekend. It's the perfect weekend for it because you might not have work.
And honestly, nothing tastes better than when you've just finished a 10K.
Yeah.
You're like, I deserve
everything.
Give me the pizza. So look, it's happening on Sunday, the 31st of May. It's the largest all-women's event of its kind in the world. But entries for the race sold out fast. I remember a few years ago when I was signing up for it, I was shocked by like everyone in the group being like, if you don't book this now, like it's gonna go.
It sells out
so quickly. So if you really want to do it and you missed out, if you want to take it on, bear in mind you can jog or walk. It's not like you need to be a pro athlete here. You could run 5, walk 5, just be a part of it. If you want to do it, message us now because we've got some of the very last minute race entries for you to win all this week.
This is pretty cool. Spin is a proud radio partner of the event, so if you would like to run the VHI Women's Mini Marathon or walk the VHI Women's Mini Marathon, all you got to do is WhatsApp us the word run right now to 087711038. Now, we're not judging you if you WhatsApp run but you end up walking. We really don't care.
Do you know what, if you want to message the word jog backwards, that's fine.
Run right now in a WhatsApp to 087711038. That is just the word run in a WhatsApp now.
Honestly, if for no other reason to see David Hammond sweating with 28,000 people, women looking at him, that's reason
I have to
enough.
Keep pretending that I'm totally fine with it in my own head.
Get in touch now. Caitlin is a very brave woman, less than 2 weeks out taking this on. What's the crack?
Not much, just on the way to work.
You know what I really respect? A brave woman who's saying, do you know what, like, less than 2 weeks out, I will do the mini marathon.
Oh yeah, I like it, Caitlin. Yeah. Are you a runner?
I was a year ago and then I kind of gave up on it. So do you know what, I'd like no better chance to start again.
Out for a few runs between now and then, and what'll happen, you know yourself on the day, you'll be reinvigorated with a new attitude towards it.
Impressive to be able to even sign up for this. I'd be so worried about it. So Caitlin, you're going to absolutely smash it. What's work for you, by the way, this morning?
I work in childcare.
Very nice. All right, Caitlin, childcare. You want to go to the VHI Women's Mini Marathon, but unfortunately we can't just give you the tickets, right? We have created Spin's Mini Marathon Mega Mix. It's full of unreal workout and training songs. It's live on the GoLoud app now. And in a second, we're going to cross live to that station. And what you have to do is keep saying the word run down the phone.
So every now and again, what we're going to do is turn down the radio station and turn up the phone line to make sure you are still saying the word run, okay? We'll do that three times. If you're still running, quote unquote, all three times, we'll sort you with those race entries, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let's give it a go. And bear in mind for you listening, Spins Mini Marathon Mega Mix, doing the marathon or not, it's full of, as we say, amazing bangers. You can check it out in the GoLad app. Here we go, Caitlin. Start saying run now.
Run, 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 run. Think you got the best of me. Think you've had the last laugh. Bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down. Think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me. Cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
I will put you out of your misery, Caitlin. Well done. Congratulations on all of that running. You have got yourself race entries to the VHI Women's Mini Marathon.
Thank you so much.
Oh, it'll be a great crack. And you've got to stick around then for the day. Meet a few pals afterwards.
I will do, yeah.
Oh, hopefully the weather is going to be class as well. It'll be a great day. See you Sunday week. So, Caitlin, best luck now with the training.
Thanks very much.
Good luck, Caitlin. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. I just love the idea of someone just standing on the side of the road going run, 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 run.
More chances for you to win entry passes to see me MC the VHI Women's Mini Marathon tomorrow at the same time.
Yeah, just before 7:30, we'll give you that chance. 1038 Dublin.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Sorry, did we just have our first ever three-word weather?
I feel like we should call Padraig because that has never happened. It, like, sometimes it might be six by accident, and that's fair enough. Maybe four at a push, but
I have
three.
To say, there's something a bit lazy about doing a three-word weather. What do you mean?
His three-word weather could be worse.
Let's see if we can get him here.
I bet you he won't answer now because he knows he messed up.
I think he's in trouble. Text him there and say, answer your phone. No. Could be worse.
Could be worse. Ridiculous.
Padraig.
Hang up there and let me ring him on WhatsApp here.
Okay, okay.
Because we need to get to the bottom.
Does anyone know anything about the weather today? Anything? Have we learned anything about from the three-word weather?
Could be worse. Could be worse.
Padraig, the three-word weather, was that could be worse?
It could be worse.
That's still only four words.
That's only four words.
You're live. Be careful.
Oh my goodness gracious me!
It's going well anyway.
I'm just out of the loop. Thank you for fact checking that for me.
No bother.
I remember, I used to be a teacher. I can't even count.
Padraig.
Yes.
We thought it was a three-word weather, which is a brand new record for Spin, so well done.
You know what? The five-word weather has won awards, you know. And I'm just thinking, if we bring it down to three...
He was trying to be quicker. That's what
Padraig, get it together, will you?
It's more time for content, you know?
Yeah.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona. Another Monday has rolled around. I cannot believe we're at the 18th of May. Shocks me.
It's honestly insane how fast the year is going.
Yeah, it's creepy. Tricky, tricky, tricky. €1,000 would be lovely to make some summer plans, though, and that is what we have to go on.
Oh, yeah, nice holiday with the €1,000 would be nice.
100%. That's what's to go if you get all 10 questions correctly on the Tricky 10. Jen is standing by to play this morning. How are you feeling?
So nervous.
Oh, don't be. You'll be grand. Well, it's easy for me to say, isn't it, when I know all the answers.
How was the weekend, Jen?
Good weekend, full of parties, football, the usual kids stuff.
So not for you, but the kids had a great weekend.
Yeah.
Did you get to do anything for yourself this weekend?
This weekend, I'm going to some Romanian hip-hop concert in the Button Factory.
Oh. This is a right up Emma Nolan Street.
A Romanian hip-hop night at the Button Factory. Hello. That sounds great.
Yeah, my husband's Romanian.
Yeah, right, that sounds good. Unreal. I love the idea, though, of like one weekend is like, okay, kids, it's all about you. Next weekend, Mom's going to the Button Factory, okay? It's hip-hop night.
I know.
Bring yourselves to football training. Make your own sandwiches.
Well, I have Nanny. Nanny's great.
Ooh. Nanny's great.
Bougie,
and
lovely.
Jen, you're in the car with the kids at the moment. What are their names?
I am. My son is called Mason. He's 14. He said he's not going to help me at all.
Fair enough.
I have three girls that are in the back. Twins that are 8. Mackenzie and Kinsley and a little girl that's Taylor, she's 5.
Fabulous. Great crew. Right, let's do this thing. Let's try and get you top of the leaderboard. Let's get you to another gig this summer so you can leave the kids at home. Go to see Lewis Capaldi in Marley Park.
Very good. All right, Jen, welcome on into the Tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. So if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess, but just be careful because the first one you give it, that's what we have to take. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win those tickets to see Lewis Capaldi, supported by CMAT at Marley Park this summer. And if you answer all 10 questions correct, you will win €1,000 on the spot. Now, it's a new week, meaning you're going to top the leaderboard no matter what. How do you do when you play this in the car, Jen?
Well, on Friday, I think I got about 7 or 8.
Oh,
the only thing I didn't know that old school song that yous were playing.
Okay.
The girls singing.
Yeah. I love it. A whole lot of loving. Where were you, Jen? It was a good time.
I hadn't got a clue with that, but... Okay. I hope so. We'll see.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Well, Emma's going to ask you questions. The best of luck on getting a 10 to win €1,000 or topping that leaderboard, which you'll automatically do. Here we go. Best of luck.
Okay.
Let's go, Jen. 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. What number is half of 14?
7.
How many films were there in Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean series?
4.
What is the last digit of the spin phone number? Clontarf and North Strand are in which Dublin postal district?
2.
In cricket, how many runs are scored if a player hits the ball over the boundary without bouncing?
6.
How many children does Drake have?
1.
In The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the meaning of life is the number 40 what?
3.
When formed on The X Factor, how many members were in the band Little Mix?
Sorry, repeat that.
When formed on X Factor, how many people were in the band Little Mix?
4.
How many teams play in the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division?
7.
Nice one, Jen. Fair play.
All right, Jen. We only got through 9 questions, so unfortunately no €1,000. But how do you think you did?
Crap.
Everyone always answers with that.
Sorry, I love the way they emphasize crap.
What would be, if say for example, right, Jen, you answered 9 questions, what would be a crap score for you?
1.
1? Okay. I think you did better than 1. Let's have a listen.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ooh, a score of 5 out of 9.
Decent. 5 from 9 is not bad.
What are your thoughts, Jen?
I'll take that. And you know what? I looked at all the scores of the matches to see what scores they were.
Oh, and Jen.
Because I thought you'd normally ask one of them questions.
Yeah, like
and then
many,
I did look at the Dublin postcode ones, but...
I love how people are practicing for this. Well, I'll ask you anyway, how many goals were scored in the Manchester United versus Nottingham Forest match over the weekend?
Ooh.
5.
Well done. You would have got that, Jen. You would have got that. And it was 3-2 to United, wasn't it, Jen?
Okay.
I know, yes. So Callum's team lost.
They did, Jen. Team. You're right. They did.
God,
Jen.
I'm balling there. Jen knows more about the show than I do.
Jen, a score of 5 out of 9 is very, very good. And no matter what, you've topped the leaderboard. Let's go through some of the ones you got wrong, okay? So, how many films were there in Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean series? You said 4, but there was actually 5.
5?
Yeah, Clontarf and North Strand are in which Dublin postal district? Are on the north side, so it couldn't be Dublin 2, it's Dublin 3. In The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the meaning of life is the number 42, not 43. And how many teams play in the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division? It is 10, but you said 7. Not bad at all, Jen.
Well done, Jen.
I'll take that.
Have a fantastic day and thank you so much for listening and thank you for playing.
See you
guys. Thank you. You're
bye.
Very good.
Good
Thanks
luck.
A lot. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
I'm a big fan of Jen.
Me too. My fave.
And Mason and Mackenzie and Kingsley and Taylor.
But it was, is it Mason?
Yes, Mason was the 14-year-old who wasn't helping.
Mason's the one who chipped in about the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and then she didn't hear the Little Mix question and then we didn't get to number 10.
Was that what happened? Because yeah. I heard something come down the phone and what I thought it was like her Siri went off or something
no,
like
I
that.
No, I think that was Mason. Yeah.
I wonder, could I make everyone's Siri go off right now
on
the radio?
Oh, don't do that.
Hey, Siri.
Ah, Dave.
If your Siri went off, please let me know. 0877.
They can't hear you now. They're gone.
No, they're listening in the car.
Oh, okay. What about the other one?
Alexa.
What about the other one?
Hey, Google.
Now we've just lost all of our online listening. Woo! If you're on FM, you're the only ones with us. Thank you very much. Can our online audience please come back? Dave has ruined everything. Thank you.
Sorry, my bad.
8:14, you're listening to...
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I'd like to just... I'd say issue an apology, but I don't think it needs an apology. More so just kind of...
I forgive you.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you. No, just clear up something that happened last night, because I would say there are people who work in or around the budget car rental area outside Dublin Airport might have noticed some strange behaviour from me yesterday evening.
You were in Dublin Airport yesterday evening?
I was.
Okay.
Context. My aunt, she lives in Spain. And she is in Ireland for work this week. But she flew over early to spend the weekend with me. On Friday, Saturday morning, she picked up a car from the airport. She could go around and visit some old friends over the weekend. But she had to drop the car back yesterday evening. Mm-hmm. I was in town anyway. So I said, let's time it up that you drop the car back. I leave what I'm doing around 6:30. And I get up to the airport. I'll pick you up and bring you home.
Very nice.
Perfect. So I leave town.
That's very nice of you, because you're quite far away from the airport.
Yes. So I leave town and I ring her. No answer. I try her a second time. No answer.
Oh, God.
Just straight to a Spanish voicemail. I was like, right, maybe it's some issue with phone network. I'll try her on WhatsApp. So I ring her on WhatsApp. No answer.
Oh, God.
And then I just send a quick text saying, just let you know I'm leaving town. Should be, whatever, 40 minutes. No second tick.
See, I just...
So I go...
It's one of those things where I'm like, why do people have a phone?
I know. So I say, well, I need to get going anyway. We agreed on like 7-ish, give or take 10 minutes. So I type in. We never kind of discussed exactly where she was going to be. It was more like, there's a budget place at the airport. Like in my head, I was like, we'll be in touch. She can send me her location. Do you know? I never like crossed it with her beforehand.
It's inside the car park, I'm pretty sure.
Well, here's the thing. I just put into Google Maps, budget car rental. Didn't really look at it too closely. Tapped go on Google Maps and off I went. So as I'm driving up to the airport, I'm like, oh my God, is there one this close to Terminal 1? Mad. And I realise, oh, because I'm sitting in traffic for drop-off and it's taken ages because, you know, so many people doing drop-off and stuff. I realise, oh, you're after putting in the desk, which is inside Dublin Airport Terminal 1, which obviously she's not at.
Oh.
So that wasted like half an hour of me just trying to get through that traffic.
Sorry, I was really confused there for a second. Okay, I'm with you.
Know
you.
What I mean?
Yeah.
It was bringing me to the desk inside the door. So I realised it was wrong.
Emma rocks in. Beep, beep.
Hello.
Woman crashes into Dublin Airport building.
Bear in mind, it's now about 7:20. We agreed on around 7. I still haven't heard from her.
Oh my God.
And now I've no idea where to go. So I pull in and start just Google mapping car rent places in or around Dublin Airport. And naturally, there's loads of them. Yeah. They're down every corner, down every back road.
I would kill this woman.
So then... I said, okay, is there anything... She definitely said the word budget. So I was like, is there anything with budget? And yes, sure enough, on the way into the airport, you can swing a left down by the red car park and all that. Keep going, take a right, and you'll find them down there, right? But the problem is, once you pull up there, bear in mind, I still haven't heard from this woman, right? She's from Dublin, but hasn't lived here in like 30, 40 years.
Okay.
So doesn't know her way around that well. When you pull up... There are, in no particular order, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 or 9 or more different companies that she could be with.
Oh, for God. And are they not all in the same place?
They're all in the same place, but in a big long block of like an industrial estate, if you know what I mean.
Oh, for God.
So there's Payless Car Rental, Avis Enterprise, Sixt Returns, Budget, National, Thrifty, Hertz, all of these.
Oh, my
So
God.
I say, I just assume her battery's dead. She's vulnerable. She's in Dublin. She's on her own. I don't know what she's going to do. I don't know where she is. She can't book a taxi if she's no phone. She can't pay for a taxi if she's no phone. I said, this is a disaster. So I individually drive into every single one of these car rental places. I turn off the car, I walk into the returns desk, have a look, no sign of her. I get back into my car, I go out, I turn into the next one, I stop the car, I walk in to the place, look for her.
If I am ever, ever in a bit of trouble, there is one person I'm calling and it's Emma Nolan.
I drive back out. The next one I can't get into because it's barriered. I double park, leave the hazards on, risk getting clamped, run in to find her.
She's there.
I did, no. I went through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 of them. They were all looking at me going, who is this weirdo? Was she just next door 2 seconds ago? I'm creeping around, looking through windows, looking in, looking at cars, trying to spot the car that she was renting for the weekend in the car park with hundreds of cars. I get back out. I'm just about to give up. I'm like, what do I do? Not give up on her, but like, I'm all out of ideas.
I would have given up when I couldn't get into the airport.
I was like, at what time do we realise it's pushing on a bit now? Because it's been now about 8:30. All of a sudden, my phone starts ringing. It's my auntie. I say, well, Joanie, all right. Sorry, I was late. I was chatting to a few people in Terranure who I used to live with. I'm just arriving.
I've never in my life gotten so angry so quickly. And it didn't even happen to me. My blood was down here. It's now up here. I'm gonna go mad.
I haven't seen them in 20 years. I'm so sorry. We just got chatting. I'm just arriving now. Where are you?
Oh my God! I'd go mental!
She just, like any other Irish person, just got chatting. Just got chatting. Didn't check her phone. Just got chatting, you know? Here's Damon Bala.
Oh my God, Joe!
You're listening to Spin. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? All right, earlier on, just after the Tricky 10, we do it every single day, I was kind of seeing if I could get people's smart speakers to like cut off Spin, or like if people were in the car, maybe see if I could get their Siri going by saying the secret, you know, hey thing. Mm. And or like, hey Alexa, that kind of thing. Yeah.
You totally just sabotaged our entire online audience.
Yeah,
for a few
I think
minutes.
I did. I think I was pretty proud of that, to be honest.
Great.
Because even my mate texted me, he was like, for God's sake.
Because, you know, like, obviously, radio.
Set off his Siri.
It, like, obviously, you know, the less listeners, the better in radio.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but also, experiments are fun.
Well, a voice note in on the back of this.
Hey, Dave, it's Lily here.
Hey, Lily.
When you said, hey, Google, my mom's car says what? And we never even knew it could do that. Stop breaking the car.
Sorry, what again?
Hey Dave, it's Lily here. When you said, hey Google, my mom's car says what? And we never even knew it could do that. Stop breaking the car.
I love the way they didn't know that. I'm discovering new features in people's car.
I can't believe the neck of Google to be like, what?
What? What do you want? What kind of holiday person are you? Are you a relaxing or are you a sightseeing? Now, what seems to happen a lot is couples, they get with each other and they find out a couple of months in that the other is the opposite.
And that both, makes you go,
and both are unhappy about it. Now, I think Pippa has always kind of been a sightseeing. She doesn't really relax. Do you know what I mean? But she works so hard. She's so busy all the time. So I'm kind of like trying to introduce her to relaxing holidays. I did it last year and she loved it.
And prior to that, she wasn't really the
she'd
person
go and do things. She'd go and do activities. Like we did like a couple, like I wanted to do snorkeling and she was buzzing to get out of the hotel and things like that when we went. But afterwards she was like, I just want to go back to the hotel.
I know.
And just sit by the pool. Like we got massages and we got food delivered to the you know, the seats or whatever.
Bliss.
But I feel like you're either one person or you're the total opposite. So are you a relaxing or a sightseeing person? 0877111038. My friend is booking a holiday with her fella and they're going off to, I don't know, I think they're going to like travel Italy or something.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh yeah, cool. And she's like, I'm dreading it. I'm like, really? And she's like, I just want a pool. She was like, what are you doing for yours? Go on, tell me. And I was like, oh, I'm going to a resort in Greece. She was like, is it 5-star? I was like, yeah. Does it have a pool? Yeah. Is it beside a beach? Yeah.
You're so bougie. You went to a 5-star hotel.
Well, listen, we've been paying for it for months.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like in installments. Like, thank God for Klarna is all I'd say.
Can it wasn't Klarna,
but it was in installments. Like, yeah, something like that. But,
when are you off again?
Well, I'm off in 3 weeks.
Oh, I'm delighted for you.
I'm so buzzing for 10 days as well. I can't wait to do nothing. Now, I wonder at the end of like a week one, will I be like, maybe I will do something? Yeah. I doubt it. Yeah. But, you know, who knows? But anyway, she's kind of living vicariously through me and I'm going to be posting so that he sees how great my holiday is so that he'll then go, maybe we'll actually just chill
in
Italy.
Can I ask you, as someone who loves a relaxing holiday as well, can you talk me through your day? So, okay.
I can.
It's Wednesday.
I'm so glad you asked. Yeah, I'm so glad you asked.
It's Wednesday, you're in the resort. Talk to me from the second you wake up. Okay, what do we do until we go to sleep? Go.
We do wake up a little bit earlier because breakfast seems to stop, maybe a 10:30 or something. You kind of do want a bit of a lie-in. So we get up maybe 10:15 and we go straight up to the buffet. I'll go and I'll chill out by the omelette making station.
Of course.
And talk to the person to make the omelette. How's your morning and what are your plans for the day? And
yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff.
And they make the most perfect omelette.
Yeah, and then a plate of chips and that's breakfast. It's unbelievable. Second. You know what I mean? And then I'll go back down to the room, maybe chill out, put on some sun cream, you know, maybe watch some on telly or whatever while the sun cream soothes in.
Yeah.
And then I'll go back up to the pool and I'll be like, will we get a bit of lunch now? It's been over half an hour since we've eaten.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We should really have something. Maybe a couple of drinks by the pool. We stay there for the entire day. Me and Pippa alternate as well because...
Who goes to the bar next?
No, alternate sun and shade because I'm more of a shade person. She's more of a sun person.
Lovely.
So she'll always be in the sun and I'm happy to like, do you want to change? And she's like, perfect, let's do it. So we swap over. We'll read, we'll chat.
Yeah.
I'll go for a swim. Sometimes she'll join me. Most of the time she'll be like, no, you go on ahead. And I'm like, okay. But now sometimes I complain.
You do fun things like jumping in like a salmon. Yeah.
And then, you know, by the time the pool is closed, we're still there.
Of course.
You know, chilling out. And so we go down and get ready for dinner. Perfect. Let's do that. We might go have dinner in the hotel or we'll go into the local town to have dinner. Just walk around, see the shops.
Embrace the culture.
Yeah, go for a drink. Back in bed by 10, 11, watching Love Island.
Oh!
Lads, it's the best.
Oh, I got you.
I cannot wait. And this year, we're going to have the World Cup.
Oh my God, Dave.
It's going to be unbelievable.
Jealous.
So that's my holiday. That's my vibe. If you're listening to that going, that sounds horrible.
Horrible.
Then I need to talk to you because we need to have the chat. What's going on in your head? Are you a relaxing person? Are you a sightseeing person on holiday? 087-711-1038.
Okay, get in touch. Because I think this is an interesting straw poll because you really are one.
Yeah, or the other.
I feel you're, like some people find that the idea of misery is just lying around.
Misery in sightseeing. Some people could find
that's
misery.
Chilling. Exactly. Are you a relaxing kind of person on holiday or a sightseeing kind of person on holiday? Laura was in touch.
That holiday sounds absolutely perfect,
doesn't it?
Apart from the Love Island thing. Now I do watch Love Island, but on holidays now I wouldn't be rushing home to watch Love Island. I'll be rushing to the pub. Home and all by kind of 12 or 1. But the whole day sounds absolutely fantastic. Up, have breakfast, a little swim, sunbathe, have a bit of lunch. Stay there the whole day, go up and get ready for dinner and stay out for a few drinks. That's what I say.
Would you go out at all?
No. Not really. Yeah. Like we would see Pippa's not a massive drinker, so we wouldn't really go wild or anything like that. But like we might get takeaway and chill out on the balcony. But we'd always be back for Love Island just because it's something nice at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Kind of like as soon as that's over, you're like, great, I'll go to bed now. Yeah. Or she'll go to sleep and I'll watch the World Cup.
Lovely.
Do you know what I mean? Like I think it's probably a bit of yin and yang as well. Like I'll watch the violence so she doesn't have to watch the world.
Yeah, we just got this message in from Brenda as well saying completely and wholeheartedly agree with Dave. We went all inclusive in Tenerife last November. Great time to go.
Yeah.
Weather's awful here. Lovely over there. We didn't see outside of the hotel.
Yeah.
Fed by 10 o'clock every night with an ice cold Coke Zero.
Oh, it's so good.
I raise your ice cold Coke Zero to a Fanta Limon.
Very nice.
So Jack and I did Italy last year, do you remember? And our plan was to do so much.
It caused me so much anxiety.
But
our plan
was to go from A to B to C to D to E to F.
Yeah.
We got to C and said, scrap the end of it, we're staying here. And we just lay on a beach for a week.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Right, yeah.
Jamie standing by, hello.
What's the crack?
All right, Jamie. I want to see if I can guess your vibe, relaxing or sightseeing. I think you're a sightseeing guy.
Well done.
Yes, I knew you would be. Okay.
Well done.
Why are you a sightseeing guy? Do you not like relaxing?
No.
Why?
It's the ADHD.
I just
find that, like, if you're, you know, waiting for a while for a holiday and all you're doing is just going to be lying around on the sun ledge, it just doesn't appeal to me.
See, in my head, because I have the ADHD as well, so in my head, this is the only time my mind is at peace. Because
really?
I don't have anything to do. I don't have anywhere to go. And if I do get a little bit restless, I go do a dive ball in the pool.
Yeah. Jump in the pool and come back and that keeps you going for a while.
And I'm like, here, Pippa, here's a coin. Throw that in the pool and I'll go look for it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, whereas
you're more like, let's go to the local castle.
Yes.
And let's
climb this mountain.
Okay, we didn't reason. Hang on a second.
A little bit of a mixed bag, but the idea of just lying around all day wouldn't do it for you, Jamie.
God, no.
Okay. All right, cool. Noted. Thank you.
Thanks, Jamie.
I honestly like to see myself as a seal on holidays, a sea lion. Just let me lie somewhere with a book.
Balancing a ball on her nose. Yeah.
Here's Car. That's literally me. Another drink.
Morning, guys. Dave's holiday sounds like an absolute nightmare. Me and my wife, we have a good compromise. Both of us like to go to the pool, you know, 10, 11 in the morning, stay there for a couple of hours, go back to the room, lunch, showered, and then out for the day.
Oh.
Dinner out at night, sightseeing during the day, whatever like that. But could not sit by the pool all day. It's just, I'm like, what's the point in going to another country if you're not going to see what's there?
Heat and sun and pool.
And feeling that when your eyes are closed.
People bringing you drinks.
That you can kind of see the sun through your eyelids when they're closed. The idea of going to the pool for an hour or two and someone trying to rip me away from my happy place.
If someone says, oh, we go somewhere for the day, have you lost your mind?
And also, Carl, most importantly, you want me to have my holiday shower at 1 p.m.
What do you want to do? You want to go find your marbles that you've clearly lost? No. I'm perfectly happy.
I don't have my holiday shower till 7, 8 o'clock when I'm having my lays and I'm putting on my after sun and then I'm putting on my makeup.
I don't need to shower while on holidays because I haven't done anything.
Just rolling around in his own sweat. Oh, I'd be like, off you go. See you later. See you for dinner.
Off you pop there.
Off you trot. Enjoy.
Let's go. My David Fiona in the morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are we? Welcome
Guys,
to Monday.
Can we please not let instants on Instagram be a drop in the water? Because it makes me sad when I open Instagram and there's no new instants.
I do dislike this. A lot of people probably don't know what you're talking about because a lot of people messaged me when it launched the other day and were like, why are you sending me photos? I'm not sending anyone photos. Basically, if you go to your DMs on Instagram, which is like the middle button, I think, down the bottom, and then on the bottom right-hand screen,
you'll see a little plus,
or you'll see a random picture kind of pop up. It looks like it's almost part of a message. And that's where you'll see if anyone from your following has posted an instant.
And I have to be honest, do you know the way I was saying on the show, we did like a bit of an instant debrief after 24 hours of it being live on Friday. And I think the general consensus here anyway was like, I like them, they're good. But was very much like, I made the point, why don't we use our stories like that? Because people were posting like really, you know, unfiltered, unedited photos.
That's what I love about it.
And I'm like, we should be doing that in stories. And I'm just as guilty. I'm sharing way more on instants over the last few days than I probably would on stories.
So Instagram,
I think it's quicker.
Instagram posts have kind of become like dumps that you did throughout the week, like, or throughout the month, you know, things you did.
Life lately.
Yeah, life lately, right? Stories have become aesthetic and like maybe what you're doing, but make it look like.
Are very promotional.
Yeah, and now instants are just, what are you doing? Snap.
Yeah.
I kind of love it.
And you don't have time to think about it because once you take the photo, it's posted.
Yeah,
so
you don't
like mull over it.
There's no caption.
Yeah.
It's hard to be aesthetic like.
Yeah. I really like it. And every time, like, because, you know, for a while, we're also guilty of just opening Instagram and flicking through. There's nothing new.
Yeah.
Whereas it's like, oh, I've got instants to look at. What's everyone
the only thing I really don't like is that sometimes I just want to post an instant and I don't want to look at everyone's instant.
I know.
But the other thing I do like about it is you can view it once. And like, say, for example, you've just posted an instant there. I'll never see it again because I just viewed it once.
Oh, or you can't go back.
You can't go back.
Yeah.
You can see it once and that's it.
I'm a big fan. Start posting instant.
Well done, Instagram. They actually did something right this time.
100%.
Come on, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Guys, we never talked about what happened last week.
What happened last week?
I was asked to be a panellist on News Talk.
Oh, look at you.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, I missed this. Yes. I don't know how I missed this. What do we want to talk about? We want to talk about the conflict in Iran.
I mean, I am qualified.
Maybe potentially the weather being so crap at the moment. Maybe what we're going to do. A panellist, I'm talking maybe something serious like politics. The by-elections are coming up.
Do you know? I am qualified.
Got in Galway and North Dublin.
They would have looked around the bit and said, who would be great on this topic? I have her.
Mm.
There's a girl. She's upstairs.
In fairness.
Emma Nolan.
you did once do it. Emma was on, or it was Virgin Media, I think, at one point, and she was asked to like prep something
about the Oscars
for a showbiz story. And then when they came on, they were like, "Yeah, we're not going to do that. We're going to do."
Bertie Ahern is making his return to politics. So
Emma hadn't done any research on this. So the person just went to Emma and she was like, "Yeah, do what you want, Bertie. I don't know.
I'm sitting here with my Oscars notes about all the Oscars. I've clips prepared to play on the television, and they say we're going to scrap everything because Bertie Ahern has just announced his return to politics." And
you should have seen her face on telly go, "I have no idea what the hell you're talking about."
I think I said one sentence on my whole 15 minute segment, which was, "My friends went to Australia back then and it was sad." And it's no surprise to anyone that I haven't been asked back to Virgin Media since.
Anytime me and you do any sort of panel show or any sort of extra thing like on News Talk or anything serious, they just don't ask us back. So they asked you back, News Talk, you're on Virgin.
I was on News Talk, very serious.
About the serious stuff, what did you talk about? Oh,
I was asked to go into the Moncrief show, and regularly on their panel, they have a girl called Barbara. She was away, and Declan. So this is how we kind of started off.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Love it.
Time for So You Think You're an Adult. Emma Nolan and Declan Buckley are with us in the studio to solve all your problems. Good afternoon to you both.
Good afternoon.
I think we harmonized
on the good afternoon, I think, really well. And it was unplanned.
I'd be too serious. I'd be like, "Thank you, Mr. Moncrief. Thank you for having me."
Thank you, sir. No, what I was asked on for was nothing serious. They do a really fun segment called So You Think You're an Adult, where you deal with like real life dilemmas, right? And this particular dilemma
Better for a dilemma than Emma.
Well, that's true. This particular dilemma made me think, oh my God, News Talk's actually really good crack. I thought they were pure serious, but no, they're really good crack. This dilemma was about this girl was going out with this guy for a few months, but he was eating. And by the way, actually, just in case you're listening with kids in the car, this is a little bit, talking about the S word here a little bit. They were talking about how this guy, when he eats, he makes like sexual noises. And right. She's like, "I can't cope. How am I ever going to bring him home to like
how
my
do you
mom?
Do that? So wait, you're just like eating something like,
I think... Moncrief actually went into detail. I'll leave it to him.
One thing I continue to struggle with, he's a disgustingly noisy eater. At his most tolerable, it is a sort of purring sound as he audibly enjoys his food so much. Oh yeah, I know. People go, at its worst is a sort of quasi-sexual moan that reminds me of the original Alien movie. Don't get me wrong, he's a big lad and loves his dinners.
Guys,
you would never get Claire Byrne doing this. Never the smut. What is this content?
I think I have found my place on News Talk.
This is the kind of thing we do.
Here's the thing. I was really struggling saying the word sexual on News Talk.
Oh, for God's sake.
How do I say it? You know, am I allowed? We didn't talk about the rules before we went live, you know? But Moncrief helped me out. It really depends on, you know, how sexual it sounds, because I just know a lot of Irish mammies in general, the satisfaction they get from knowing that someone's enjoying their dinner or enjoying what you've cooked them is like, it's an immediate 5 stars all round from the Irish mammy.
I
was trying to keep it clean.
That's a good,
you know,
point, Emma. I like the point you made, though. If I made a dinner and someone was eating, making sexual noises to the dinner, I'd be like, deadly.
Yeah, I'm class.
Yeah,
you know?
Unreal.
But he kind of very much live on air showed me, this is somewhere where we can talk about this stuff, Emma. You don't need to hold back. If you're just describing, I feel weird saying the word sexual, but if you're describing them as...
How are you ever going to have sex with this guy?
That's and then, what
noises he made then? You're going
to be thinking of the poached eggs when you're trying to have a bit of fun.
Or you could be saying during sex, if you could make that noise when you're eating, that would be fine.
See, these are why these people are successful, because they break boundaries,
Emma. They break boundaries.
They say the word sex.
Can you imagine that? And then
they are loud and proud. They say, "I have sex, and I'm proud."
Yeah. And it's really good, and I love having sex. So then I felt so comfortable with my new pals, Moncrief and Declan, that I told my epic story about the time I was on the date and your man shoved his finger in my mouth. Do you remember that?
What?
What?
No. You can't just drop that bomb on us.
I was on my third date with a guy on Hinge years ago. We were at Mad Eggers and we're having a bite to eat. And I was literally putting something in my mouth and he stuck his finger in my mouth. And I was like, right, I've never seen him again.
In what context? Like, was he taste this?
No, he just popped his finger in my mouth. And it was one of the strangest experiences.
Like when
of my life.
Pippa yawns, sometimes I'll go, "Whoa."
Yeah, but you're going out with her for about 2 years. It's a bit different.
But is that the vibe?
He just took his finger out of my mouth and I was like, I don't think I'll be seeing him again, you know?
I called the police.
Moncrief didn't like it either. put his finger in my mouth.
Oh!
And I was like,
what?
I'm done.
Oh yeah, 100%. Did he explain his actions, the finger in the mouth
stuff?
Just
went,
how far in did he get it?
That's the journalist in Moncrief. How far in did he get the finger? That's what we all want to know.
Guys, I love News Talk. I love Moncrief.
Well done.
You're listening to
It Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
A couple of years ago, when this show launched, I absolutely loved it. Even as I was a child, and I loved it. I used to watch it every single year and every single week that it was on. It was called The Apprentice. Mm. It was the UK one. And for some reason, I thought this was excellent television.
I was allowed to watch it, I think. Not that I was wouldn't be allowed to watch it, but it's something that I think as a kid, the whole family sat around and watched it. Mm. You know, my parents enjoyed it. I loved it. You could stay up late. I was like, this is class.
Yeah, and Dad loved it.
My dad was obsessed.
Yeah, and we'd be able to watch it until like 10 o'clock or something. Yeah. It was really staying up
late. The parents probably thought like, oh, they'll maybe want to be an entrepreneur after watching this.
Parents, for some reason, really thought Alan Sugar was just class. They were like, yeah, this man, you know, he started from the bottom. Now he's here, type five. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And I was just always thinking, like, wow, he must be a very smart, intelligent man. Wow, he fires people and he's very strong, he's very powerful and things like that. And then only a couple of years ago, I watched that latest series. And I just remember going, this is actually crap. Like, what they do is they get all these people in, make it look like they're terrible, and also they make them completely tired, that they're so sleep deprived that they're just, maybe they are a bit thick, and they put
I would be if I hadn't slept,
and they have to do these tasks. But it's like, hey, you have to make a video game, right? Make a video game for Xbox. Here's a tenner. Go and make the graphics, go and make the game, go and promote it.
No.
Here's your budget. And then when they can't do it or it turns out crap, you're like, their budget was £10.
And also, it's just, you're setting people up to fail to try and make entertaining telly. It's like any reality show.
Exactly.
When you look back now, you're like, you just used these people. I wonder, did anyone who won The Apprentice go on to have an amazing career?
So a lot of people did, but a lot of people, I think they used to get, the whole prize was like, get hired by Alan Sugar. That was the original prize. And then it used to be like, oh, you get an investment of £100,000 or something like that. So I always thought, Alan Sugar, this guy, he knows what's up. Not so much. Alan Sugar is actually like your auntie on Facebook, who shares lost dogs in the country of Chile.
And maybe some random AI.
She's like, liked and shared there in Jobstown.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you're like, okay, that's not really going to help too much. That's the kind of vibe Alan Sugar is online, especially on Twitter, right? So there's a load of kind of what we call like, I suppose, click farming. Right, and click farming is like where you write a tweet, like, say, for example, does anyone even know how to rewind one of these tapes from the 90s?
Yeah.
And you'll get a load of boomers come to me like, you put a pencil in it and that's how to rewind, you know, that kind
so
of
people
vibe.
Who are baiting for likes, basically.
Exactly, and engagement mm-hmm. farming is basically what it is. So Lord Sugar, as he calls himself on Twitter, I know he is a Lord, that's what he does to the best of his ability. And you think, oh, it must be every so often. No, if Alan Sugar is awake, he is on Twitter or X and he is responding to these tweets. So, for example, right, the tweet says, this is not Alan Sugar, this is someone else. Only people with sharp math skills can solve this instantly. And it's an AI picture of a man holding up a whiteboard that said, how much is 4 plus 4 divided by 4 plus 4 minus 4? And Lord Sugar just responds, 2. And you're like, right, great, fantastic. This is the vibe, he goes. Someone goes, I have 18 cars for anybody you can name a US state that does not have the letter E in it. And Lord Sugar responds, Florida. You don't need 18 cars, man. We know you're smart. You started from the bottom. You're a billionaire.
Is he now using Twitter to prove that he's intelligent?
He's worth £1.1 billion.
Ah, what a sap.
And when someone said, I test, count the tomatoes in this picture, he responds, 14.
No.
You think, by the way, oh, these must all be over the last couple of months. Those last three tweets have been in the last 15 hours.
Wow.
He's just asleep right now.
Constantly.
Someone posted a picture. Again, engagement farming, looking for clicks, looking for engagement because it makes them money.
Absolutely. But they're all doing it now, trying to get the respond from Lord Sugar.
Has anyone ever used one of these? And it's a picture of a floppy disk and Lord Sugar just responds, floppy disk. This AI photo. Name a country without the letter E, Lord Sugar. Spain. Well done, Alan.
Man, you're so smart.
You're so smart. We don't need your proof that you're smart. Like, he's just a bit
tick. Do you know what I mean? These are my favourite ones. With the account will go, if you think your English is good, I challenge you to write any word that starts with T and ends with T. Alan Sugar, trait. Great. Well done, Alan. English is your first language.
But it's funny that like this billionaire who could be reading an encyclopedia or doing something interesting with his time is getting his kicks from responding to engagement farming accounts on Twitter. It's actually quite sad.
It really is, man. I honestly think I kind of want to trick him.
But it's like you could have all that money. That's not how I'd be spending my time.
What's a thing a boomer would respond to? Do you know what I mean? Like Alan Sugar.
If you tweet something.
Yeah. Like,
think of a tweet there and we'll throw it up.
I was thinking, so obviously England and everything, he really goes on EastEnders stuff as well. So you could like take a picture of the Queen Vic, the famous pub in EastEnders,
Albert Square or whatever, yeah.
And you could be like, where's this pub?
Yeah, he would respond to that.
He would. Or just a picture of him and be like, who is this?
Yeah. Me.
Yeah.
He quotes me and said, it's me.
I kind of just want something stupid. Like,
even something like, what do you mean you used to burn CDs? Like, set them on fire?
Something like that. Yeah, I was thinking of how do you rewind this tape? Like, is there something I can use to rewind this tape or get
the example that you made came up with is perfect.
I think he'd be like, pencil.
Yeah. or even like the VHS. Is this just a one and done or can you bring it back? Yeah. Oh, God help him, lads. If I had that money, I'll tell you one thing. Twitter would not be my first protocol.
No, not on my
first
call. That's not my name. What? That's not my name.
That's not my name. Welcome on into the game that with no hints or clues, myself and Dave, we get our heads together and we try to guess your name. We had a winner on this last week. I correctly guessed Sarah's name and she went off with a load of cinema passes.
In other news, the sky is up. And fish are in the sea.
Yeah, I'm on it.
And the sun is hot.
With this at the moment.
Emma always manages to do this. I don't know how she does. I think I've managed it once, so this is my time to shine, I reckon.
But basically, we've 10 IMC cinema passes to go today because we're kind of back to the drawing board, a brand new round. And these will accumulate. If we don't get a winner today, we'll add a few more cinema passes to the pot, etc, etc. So what's going to happen is you listening will hear the voice notes of those we're about to speak to. We won't. Shall we give this a lash?
Let's do it.
So headphones off.
My name is Amy.
Player one, let's get it done.
How are you, player one?
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Well, give it a lash. Don't know why this is in my brain, but player one, is your name Shauna?
No, that's not my name.
All right, player one, is your name... Oh, God, I don't know why I'm like there's a million names in the world and I can't even think of one. Is your name Nicola?
No, that's not my name.
Okay.
Player one, is your name Danielle?
No, that's not my name.
All right, player one, reveal yourself. What is your name?
My name is Amy.
Ailey?
Amy.
Oh, Amy.
No, Amy.
Amy, sorry, beautiful name. How do you, A-M-Y, like?
No, A-I-M-E-E.
Yeah, of course.
A-I-M.
She's too cool for the A-M-E.
Yeah, that is a cool way to spell it, in fairness.
A-I-M-E-E. Thank you, and sorry we couldn't do it for you today.
Good luck, Amy.
Thank you, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's try again then. So headphones off in the room.
Headphones off.
My name is Danielle.
Player two, let's speak to you.
How are you, player two?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. Just for the purpose of the game, if we guess your name wrong, would you please just say, that's not my name, rather than no, or whatever, if that's okay.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, Dave, come on.
All right, player two, is your name Laura?
That's not my name.
Okay.
Player two, is your name Orla?
That's not my name.
Oh, okay, let's go with another one that sounds kind of similar. Player two, is your name Fiona?
That's not my name.
Ah, all right, player two, reveal yourself. What is your name?
Danielle.
Oh, I just guessed Danielle!
You're joking.
Oh,
30 seconds earlier, you would have got it.
I'm sorry, Danielle. Have a lovely day.
Good luck, Danielle.
Thanks, you too.
See you later. Bye-bye-bye. Okay, final opportunity to do it this week. Headphones off.
Headphones off.
My name is Stephen.
Player three, talk to me.
Hey, player three.
Ah, how are you getting on?
Good, how are you? Okay, player three, is your name Dan?
That's not my name.
Oh my God, the bloody pause.
I thought it was that
as well. Again.
All right, player three, is your name Eamon?
That's not my name.
All right, go on.
I'm so caught between like Dave, because I just don't know.
Or?
Stephen.
Okay, go for one of them.
Player three, is your name Stephen?
That's my name.
No, it's not.
You're taking the pit.
No, that's it. You're on the money there.
You're taking the pit.
I'm gonna go mental.
My name is Stephen.
No! You were between. What is wrong with you? You need to tell fortunes.
You need to. There's got to be a way to make money off of this. It's simply too good.
On earth, did that just happen? I was like
2 weeks in a row.
I was like, it's Stephen, but will he go for the David? Because Dave, like, you know that Dave. Oh, I can't speak.
It doesn't matter that you can't speak. You can guess names. There's got to be a way you can make money off this. Stephen, congratulations. Because Emma, Mystic Emma Nolan, you have won 10 Ibsy Cinema Passes. Congratulations.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
No, Stephen doesn't Stephen, I'm really good at this. It's really weird.
It could have been anything. Honestly.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I will. I'll pick my own numbers.
Oh, my God.
Stephen, have a lovely day.
You need to start picking horses.
You too. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Stephen. Have
like,
a great
day. Go.
Good luck. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
Is there like, you know the way when you have like a jar of sweets and it's like, guess how many sweets are in the jar? Is there any competitions around where it's like, what's the name of this horse? Do you remember, like, I'm thinking like Rumpelstiltskin. Yeah. Do you remember when Rumpelstiltskin was like, if you can guess my name, you'll get whatever.
Yes, that's true, yeah.
And so, but you could guess Rumpelstiltskin's name.
I think we should bring That's Not My Name live. We just go to Dundrum or Blanche and you walk up and I analyse you and I guess your name.
Me having a crash out in Dunn's.
Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.